Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. Today we're going to be talking about Luis J. Gomez. Now, for some reason, this phone keeps turning off the recording. So I'm going to try and make this a super short. Hopefully this will be a 15-minute podcast. This is an update. More update than a podcast. Luis J. Gomez released a cartoon. And it's called the Real Ass Cartoon. And in it, there's a scene where most of it's animated, and then at one point he has a real picture and he just animates the mouth. Very reminiscent of Philip Wave. Also the way he makes cutscenes, reminiscent of Philip Wave. In that scene, he uses my catchphrase, "It's bullshit." Now, there's a few things this could be. It could be that he saw me making fun of him and his friends, and we just did a marathon of season 2 of Philip Wave. I guess we're halfway through season 3. And as I was rewatching the marathon, I had forgotten how much I'd made fun of the Legion of Skanks. Apparently, I've made fun of them quite a bit, particularly Lewis. It's in one ear and out the other with me. So I wouldn't blame him if he's mad at me. Was this him throwing some shade at me and mocking the way I do cartoons? And mocking and putting my catchphrase in there so that I would know he was mocking me? Or did he accidentally, as an idiot, steal my shit? Which one would it be? Which one could it be? The using the real photo, if he's an idiot, could have been a tell. Which is like Chris D'Elia just got busted stealing material from Key and Peele. And before he goes into the bit, if you listen to his voice, you hear this guilty hesitance, this fear to do the bit, and then he just like makes a decision in his own mind, like, fuck it, I'm gonna just put this out there. So we're trying to figure out, Lewis, you throwing some shade, or are you just an idiot that stole a bit from me? Now, I don't care if you stole the bit, you could have it. It was just me making fun of catchphrases. I thought of the stupidest catchphrase I could come up with, and that was it. It's bullshit. Hostbusters happens to love that catchphrase. In fact, his girlfriend has got mad at him for doing the impression so much. So, Hostbuster, I expect you to do a full bust on this Luis J. Gomez bullshit thievery. It's not a great case for joke theft, because it's just one fucking line. Two words. Hey, you stole two words from me. But let me give you the backstory. 3 months ago, we did an episode called Luis J. Gomez Exposed. And I can't remember what we exposed him for. I think it was because his album was so shitty. I was mad that I paid for it. And also, 3 months ago, I debuted my impression, "It's bullshit," my catchphrase. So, it appears that Luis was listening at least back then. So, did it get in his head and he forgot about it and did it? Or is he throwing shade at me? And if you're throwing shade at me, Lewis, I've invited you on the show multiple times. Call in. Get it over with. Pull the Band-Aid off, dude. Coronavirus, man. Coronavirus has devastated comedy right now. And a lot of these shows have started doing shows similar to what we do on With Apologies. It's everybody's using Zoom and PowerShare, whatever the different services are called. We're at a point where you may have to download 3 or 4 apps to keep up with your favorite comedians. It's not enough to fucking just post the audio. We posted clips of Philip Wave making fun of Lewis in the Legion of Skanks Reddit, and we'll be going over those comments, their responses on Sunday. But one of the complaints was that we had shitty audio. But now everybody's doing the same thing we do, so everybody's audio sounds exactly the same as fucking ours. Go listen to the latest Kurt Metzger, or fucking Bastard Radio. Bastard Radio is Tim Dillon, who's alright, Nick Mullen, who I love, he's funny, he tries to be funny all the time, he speaks funny, he's a living embodiment of it, and he's pretty goddamn smart. I would say he's smarter than me. I feel that way listening to him. I'm like, I can't remember all that shit. How did he put that together? And then you have Lewis, who has never grown as an artist. So he's like the opiate of their show. He just constantly pumps the brakes on it. It's a shame that Lewis has to be involved in this show. Nick Mullen is evolving into a full terrorist. He's a Greek Bin Laden. Nick is a guy I just want to shake him. I want to get him out of his own way because I want more out of him. I'm like, I see all this great stuff you're doing. Can we just do more of that? But he'll figure it out as he figures it out, or maybe he won't. Whatever. One note that I have for all of these shows is you need to learn some improv skills. You know, in Chicago, there has always been a vicious war between comics and improvisers, because improvisers break into the industry. Like, SNL comes and picks improvisers and picks them for the show. Sometimes they pick comics, but not as much. Chris Redd and Drew Michaels are both recent cast members. recent meaning the last, like, 8 years, I don't know. But there's this jealousy, and, like, the stand-ups feel like they do the real work. Because, like, improv, you can only go so deep when you're using, like, dumbass suggestions, and you're there to be pandering and crowd-pleasing. So, you're not doing anything amazing, but you are developing your skills and your ability to be funny to a higher level. I wish we saw more of that in these shows where they're now fucking streaming and they don't have anything to talk about. And with apologies, we have our own bubble. So we don't even need the outside world. Like, we could do 2 hours on just what we've been up to. But these other guys, they cover the world. They're plugged into the world. And once the world stops and Corona stopped the engine of the world, they didn't have shit to talk about. And so now it's just these informal hangouts. From the benefits to the podcast, all of it is just like, well, you got anything to talk about? Try to have a little bit more energy. One of the reasons I love Nick Mullen is he knows how to create a scene. He knows how to, like, spin off into a trail of thought just for the sake of being entertaining, which is something you serious Nancy should figure the fuck out. All right, for the sake of wrapping this up, because I recorded this whole podcast. It was like 40 minutes long. And then I looked, I didn't hit the record button. And then I started again, and I picked up the phone because I was paranoid. I was like, it's not recording again. So now, this is going to be an 8-minute goddamn podcast. Lewis, one of the things I look forward to most is watching the numbers drop off on his show. Because it was about 40,000. I swear it was. The first time I looked at it, I was high as fuck, but I swear I saw 40,000 views. And then at some point it got pulled down and re-uploaded, and now it's at like 5,000. Probably at 6,000 by now. There's this show called The Vagrant Queen, based on a comic book. this dude on YouTube was talking about it. It's your boy, Zach. I think his name is called Comics Matter. I've been talking about how the comic book industry falling kind of resembles the comedy industry falling. And one of the things is these SJW writers was mean to the fans. And if you watch these comics on Twitter, a lot of time they're mean to the fans. Everybody that tries to joke with them gets written off as a hater. They're very, very cunty and condescending. It's not appreciated as a viewer, as a consumer. So this comic that flopped got picked up to be a show on Sci-Fi. And so Zach went over the numbers, and he showed you the sales on the comic. Now, the comic was supposed to be like a 6-issue miniseries or whatever. It started strong and then just dropped off significantly to the point that, like, they didn't even bother putting out the last 2 issues. They just released a trade paperback. Well, the same thing has happened to the TV show. During coronavirus, where everybody's stuck and looking for something to watch on TV, Zach pointed that out. Don't let me steal all his talking points. This fucking show debuted, did all right, and then it just drop, and it's going to be the second show in the history of sci-fi to get canceled before it premieres all the episodes that they filmed. No confidence. It has lost all ad revenue. It's trash. It's in the toilet. That's going to happen to Lewis's cartoon because it's not particularly good. And I can't wait to watch that go 40,000, 36,000, 20,000. I'm going to guess it'll die out around 9,000. There's a lot of guys, they're just going to watch anything that he puts out. And we, when we posted some links in their Reddit, the fucking commenters were calling me like a cuckaroo. So these are just like meathead idiot guys that love Lewis, because like Lewis is a fucking idiot and a loser, but they're idiots and losers. So they're like, as long as he's killing it, it's okay for me to live my life exactly the way I fucking live it. Ugh. Chris D'Elia got a lot of those. Ugh. So I think he'll have at least that many of those. Lewis, I'm going to keep teasing you until you sack up and call in so we can have a conversation. I don't want to do this gay thing where you do a thing on your show and then I respond to that, because I don't want to have to listen to your show to hear it. I can't even find spies to listen to your show for me. It feels like homework. Come on, man. Just fucking call into the show. And you can smash me. You can destroy me. I just have a lot of questions about you and everybody that you work with. And I could be wrong on everything, and that would be wonderful news. I would love to be wrong, but it seems like you guys are fucking up the game horribly. And you kind of are the apex of that happening in New York. You're the Kill Tony of New York. And I'd like to pull at your threads and see what's going on under there. So I don't know. Was he throwing shade? Is he an idiot joke thief? Nobody knows. Either way, Lewis, we're going to be teasing you now. And I can't wait till one of your friends speaks up for you. Like, you won't say shit, you'll ignore me, but Jay'll say some shit. And so then he's going to get involved. Don't think you could just keep a hat on this. You could ask Merch and Royce. Ignoring us doesn't work or help in any way. It just makes it worse, because it's like, oh, I can just do anything to you I want. All right, well, let's just keep upping the ante. If there's just... if you haven't got a shred of dignity in you, okay. I'll keep poking, Tony. yeah, guys, tune into the Ross Dog Network, Saturday Night Fight Club. Check out Cosmic Cam. Support Joe Booney, Helen DeKeller, Van, Joe King. Shout out to CEO, Rev Dog, Zawazuski, everybody. And go check out Philip Wave. I can't believe more people haven't checked it out. I announced on my Facebook. I was like, I have a cartoon. And I see people announce way sillier, dumber stuff all the time. And people are like, oh my God, share, like. It's so amazing. You did a thing. And KB was the only person that shared Philip Wave. I'm like, none of you are even vaguely interested in the fact that I have some sort of... This doesn't raise any flags or questions. It's not funny. It's not fun. Does everybody have me muted? Is that what's going on? I'm shadow banned. I hope you guys are being safe. I'm scared to death of whatever is going to happen. People are protesting to open up fucking businesses. It's like, all right, well, now all of you are going to get sick now. I don't think there's any hope. I think we just got to face it, because people are too dumb and too stubborn. We just got to get it over with. Nick Mullen was freaking out and saying, like, this is changing people's habits. Like, once they're social distancing for 2 months, they'll want to social distance the rest of their life. I've been watching these people, man. The second that they're like the government's not going to say, hey, just go back to normal life. They're going to be like, proceed with caution. Now we're going to go to the point where we just want you to wear a mask and gloves all the time and not meet in groups of bigger than 10. And it'll incrementally increase to, like, back to normal life. The second they give the first, like, most restricted amount of freedom, people are just going to go fucking apeshit nuts. They're just going to be, it's Mardi Gras in the streets. Yeah, let's finger fucking tongue kiss each other. Ugh. We're fucked. We're just fucked. Coronavirus! I released a video today making fun of Lewis. Lewis, I can make these very fast. Turns out I can do his own animation style faster than him. I experimented with animating the way he animates. Ain't I a stinker?
Get mad when a nigga wanna take that knee, but they clap when he catch that. wrong. These cats nowadays straight pussy, I see they scrap but ain't got no pause. Laws breaking old, take us y'all, the biggest liars of them all. I said bye in the mind and the hearts of the men that wanna clap when it pop off. No excuses, all applause. Revolution, all the songs. Restitution ain't solution for the lives that have been lost. By the time you hear this song, there'll be plenty niggas home. Time my sis be under grass while the killers be at home. Now my dealers keep that chrome and my pimp niggas keep them hoes. I'm gon' keep on pushing this pen, I don't write on no iPhone. Alright, I'm old fashioned, but my style cannot be cloned. Timeless plastics on you bastards, that I rap shit all day long.
If you looking for the real, you know exactly who to come and get. Watch how you approach me, homie, miss me with that sucker shit. Hanging out the window like a Malcolm with the yapper. If I said it, then I meant it, ain't apologizing, partner, that's some real shit. They said they looking for the real. Said the music lack a feeling, but this is something they can feel.
In the coupe, Jam and Dre and Snoop, niggas know that I'm moving through the hood in my hoopie. Ooh. Fuck around, nigga, I might shoot. Get your ass spent the fuck around like a hula hoop. I play the block in a foolish coupe. Ooh, tell a fella, them pussy niggas are hella jello. They hella yellow. They talking tough, but they mellow yellow. You catch them slipping, what's happening, fella? Watch they ass go Helen Keller. Can't hear, can't see, can't tell them, tell them. Lord have mercy, I done prayed so many days for y'all to try. I've been waiting to buy you flowers, send me your mama, let her cry. I bought a new AK today and I'm so happy. I might bust in on you busters here in traffic.
Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me.
I'm terrible. Words that I spill will lift niggas out of graves while I kill at will. Frozen like ice cubes, chipped like bricks. Two to your chest, five to your hip. Dirty to your homies, everybody left. I understand exactly why you shouldn't fuck with us. I looked at the homies like anybody else. Fuck saving your homies, nigga, you need to save yourself.
Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me. Main man, nobody be me.
Let me say something. When you was growing up and your grandmama had plastic on the couch, I know all y'all grandmama had that plastic on the couch. You know why y'all grandmama had that plastic on the couch? Because your grandmama was a squirter.